Radford, Virginia is a university town full of young families, but with no place nearby providing childcare.
In town, full-time infant care, 12 spots. And our research shows that right now we have 96 infants in town.
Agita Manazati is a math professor at Radford University. She and a dedicated group of volunteers formed a nonprofit organization to bring an accredited daycare center to town. Bethany Mott, a librarian at Radford University, is working with her on the project. Mott says Radford has a high population of education-focused people as well as low-wealth families, and they all need quality daycare.
Because of Radford's demographics, no one had come here because they looked at the community and said, we're not going to be able to survive financially.
A no-interest loan from the Radford University Foundation for $210,000 has given RDC some clout when it comes to attracting one of the national daycare chains. It's allowed them to put out a request for proposals, and they're getting some bites.
Depending on who is running the facility, we want to make sure that the commitment that the managing company is making is long-term. We're interested in the partnership that is going to last 5 to 10 years at least, and hopefully longer than that.
Manazati says volunteer fundraisers are working to raise enough to help low-income families with tuition. Radford Child Development is holding a fundraiser tonight. Bethany Mott says they hope to attract donations from people in town and beyond, and from those who have children or don't, because she says well-cared for and well-educated children are good for everyone.
It's a matter of the heart, but it's also very much a matter of the head, and we have to look at what kind of society we're building and where we'd like to be 50 years from now, 100 years from now, or even 20 years from now when these kids are going out in the workplace.
Radford Child Development will soon choose a daycare provider. The goal is to open a new child care center with room for up to 124 children by August of 2015. I'm Robbie Harris.